Whenever you are ready, Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Jessica. With that, I will open the regularly scheduled Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. And with that, we'll begin with roll call.
Chairman Lee Young. Vice Chairman Dana Hennis.
Present.
Commissioner Brian Clark.
Present.
Commissioner Jenny Greger. Commissioner Jim Main.
Present.
So first up on the agenda is our consent agenda.
Mr. Vice Chairman, I move that we approve the consent agenda.
All in favor?
Oh, aye.
Second. I guess we have to second first. Thank you.
Aye.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. So first up on our public hearings, we've got scheduled case number 21-14-AN, 21-01-CPM, 21-10-S, and 21-35-DR design review for Hazel Crest subdivision. I see also that staff requests this item to be tabled to a date certain of June 13, 2023, pending ongoing discussions with agencies, and courtesy notices will be mailed as a reminder. Anything to add, staff?
No, not at this time.
Thank you.
Mr. Vice Chairman, I move that we table case numbers 21-14-AN, 21-01-CPM, 21-10-S, and number 21-35DR for Hazelcrest subdivision to a date certain of June 13th, 2023.
Seconded.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. And so if anyone's in the audience that's sitting here for Hazelcrest application, then we're sorry that'll be moved, but just wanted to let everybody know. So second up on the agenda is in the public hearings is case number 22-11-AN, annexation for Swanson and Weeks. Staff?
Good evening, commission members. For the record, Troy Behinen, senior planner, CUNA Planning and Zoning staff, CUNA City. The application before you this evening requests annexation approval to join the city limits using the R2 low density zone. Public Works conditionally supports this application contingent on the applicant following the conditions listed in the engineer's memo. Staff has reviewed the proposed annexation for compliance with CUNA City Code, Idaho State Statutes, CUNA Comprehensive Plan, and should the Commission recommend approval of the annexation, staff recommends the applicant be subject to the proposed conditions, recommended conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report. The applicant is here tonight, and I am here for any questions you have.
Thank you. Any questions for Troy at this time? No? Okay.
Nope.
Would the applicant like to? Thank you. And please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Greg McPherson. I live at 212 East Poplin Street here in CUNA, Idaho. Mr. Vice Chairman, Commission, thank you for hearing us tonight. First, I'd like to thank staff for helping me along through this process. I think everyone in the planning and zoning staff here has been a part of this, so I thank them for their time. We've got a great staff here. This is a simple annexation request. My wife and I of 6.5 years and our two kids live in the city currently. Her parents bought a piece of property out off King Road, and we're simply requesting annexation so we can divide the property and build a house next to them to be closer to family. We have no intentions of ever subdividing what's left of the parcel. It's strictly going to be for us, have some pasture for the kids to have a 4-H goat or something on in the future kind of a thing, but just a real simple request. And as you see by the information in the packet, we had to get a touch through the city limits through another neighbor, the Swansons that are here as well. And their hopes were to potentially do the same thing, but be able to build for a child on their property someday if need be. But real simple, that's it. I stand for any questions.
Okay, thank you. Any questions?
No. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, with that, I'm going to open the public hearing at 6:05. And the only one I see on the list was Mr. McPherson. And so is there anybody else in the audience that has not signed up that would like to testify on any of this application? Nope. Okay. With that, I will close the public hearing at 6:06. And I guess that leaves our discussion.
Hey, Troy, do you think you could give me a little background on what size parcel we're looking at and what we're going to?
Yes, Commissioner Jim Main, for the record, Troy Buchanan. So we're actually looking at two different parcels combined. They total, I believe, just over 9 acres, and so roughly half each. So 4.5 acres, 5 acres each. And the touch for the annexation route is for the piece that's actually on the south side of the Cunamora.
Oh, so it's kind of going this way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Otherwise, it seems pretty straightforward. I mean, I don't see any complications for the annexation, in my opinion.
No, I don't see any issues. I like seeing large lots in CUNA.
Yep, with the intention of staying that way. Yeah. No, I think it's a good area for it. I myself don't see a problem. With that, I'll stand for motion.
Okay. Mr. Vice Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of case number 22-11-AN.
I believe this is a approval denial. We don't have to recommend on this one.
It's annexation. It has to be recommended.
Oh, yes, it is. Okay. I just want to clarify. Thank you.
Okay. I'll start over. Mr. Vice Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of case number 22-11-AN for Swanson and Weeks subdivision to include recommended staff items.
Thank you.
Seconded.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Motion passes. Thank you. Next up is under business items. We missed item 4. Business items, case number 22-02-DR, design review modification for Project Peregrine.
Good evening, commissioners. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA, Idaho. Brisby LLC, represented by Parametrics, requests a modification to their design review approval for a build-out of a data center campus, including data halls, support buildings, parking, loading and unloading areas, and landscaping. The subject site is zoned M1, light manufacturing slash industrial, and is located on the northeast corner of Cunamora Road and Cole Road. A design review for the subject site was approved by the commission on March 22, 2022. The original full-site build-out was proposed to equal out to be approximately 2,692,706 buildable square feet for the data center and ancillary buildings. The modification proposes 2 data center buildings, 3 ancillary buildings, and 2 guardhouse entrances. The staff report notes a total square footage of totaling approximately 875,367 square feet after the project packet was published. It was discovered that the site plan provided by the applicant was mislabeled. The square footage of the infrastructure business operations support building on the submitted site plan. This brings the actual square footage total to approximately 810,021 square feet. Parking has been reduced from 910 standard stalls with 36 ADA accessible stalls to 622 standard stalls with 19 ADA accessible stalls. With the overall reduction of buildable square footage, the reduction of parking stalls complies with CUNA City Code. Landscaping and fencing has been proposed as originally approved. Upon review, staff finds the application appears to be in general compliance with CUNA City Code, Title 5, Comprehensive Plan, Future Land Use Map, and Idaho Code. Staff recommends the commission approve case number 22-04-DR modification, with the applicant being subject to the conditions of approval listed in the staff report. And to avoid any confusion, I'll go back over that really quick. The agenda says case number 22-02-DR modification. That was a typo. It is 22-04-DR design review modification. Thank you.
Thank you.
That, I guess, brings up our discussion.
So it's 622 spaces. Are we actually expecting that level? My understanding with this facility is we're not expecting that level of usage.
No, I think if I remember right, there was, even at the full amount, there was only projected 100? Like 100 employees, right. And that wasn't full time. Okay. So it's just, it's based on square footage.
Correct. Right.
It's just one of those things, like a storage unit, where square footage doesn't equate to the amount of use.
Right.
So we'll have plenty of parking.
Yeah.
But it's just it's an overall reduction of size at this point.
Well, in looking at the the landscaping, it's they're pretty much using zero scaping, low water use, which is good for that area. The buildings are, they're low in elevation. Mm-hmm. They're broken up. The colors aren't offensive. So I really don't see any issues with this process.
No, I don't either. I think it's, even when they brought it forth originally, it kind of blended into the landscaping pretty well. Mm-hmm. Long, narrow buildings and covered by big sagebrush. So with that.
Mr. Vice Chairman, I move that we approve case number 22-04-DR for Project Peregrine to include recommended staff items.
Thank you.
Seconded.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. And with that, that closes out the agenda. Is there any items from staff?
Yes. So on June 13th for the Planning and Zoning Commission, that will be the first public hearing that will include the CUNA City Code Title 5 and 6 rewrite, the proposed amendment 2. That's a legislative item. So if that's available online on the city website right now, I can provide the link to you guys tomorrow. So you can go through that. You can read about it. You can ask me any questions you have. You just can't discuss them in quorum with other commissioners, but since it's not land use specific, you can come to us with any questions and look ahead.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, if you'd send us a link, that'd be great. Thank you.
Mr. Vice Chairman, I move that we adjourn tonight's meeting.
Seconded.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 14 minutes.